why there's warnings on products, because it's stupid, people. It's not for us, it's for stupid people. Well, he said to wear those signs, you just wouldn't sell the product, would you? I'm sorry, I can't sell you that. On a can of shaving cream, it says the boy's spraying us into an open flame. Where was that guy shaving at? Well, he's sitting around the campfire one night, bought for a little bristlet. Nice, that's nice. A little tender.
That's why they have those warning signs. Pay close attention to every line. Yeah, use this wrong, you're all uptight. Your tongue turns green, your face turns white. Your quick step to the can all night. Have a total loss of appetite. So read those warning signs.
Do you know on the back of a car fan bill, it says, be sure you stop the motor first. Wouldn't you love to have been there the first time that happened? Some guy walks in the house, hands are all cut up. Like, hey, Walt, what happened? I'm going to give you boys a little tip. You're going to put a fan belt on the car. You better shut that motor off first. You can't stop it with your hands, man. It's like a machine or something.
That's why they have those warning signs. Pay close attention to every light. But don't operate no big machine or anything that uses wings. No power tools, that drill or cutter. Take a week to stitch you up. So read those warning signs.
Did you know on a tube of Preparation H it says, do not take this orally? Because you know somebody wrote him a letter. Dear Preparation H, I ate this whole dang tube. I still got these hemorrhoids. Man, my mouth's so small, I can't eat a jelly bean anymore.
That's why they have